escape from this. Either you do or you don't. And if you do, you can't be sure of doing it the next time. And if you don't, you never will again. I'm not sure why I'm writing to you now. To be honest, I've barely thought of you since I got here. But suddenly, after all this time, I feel there is something to say, and if I don't quickly write it down, my head will burst. It doesn't matter if you read it. It doesn't matter if I send it, assuming that could be done. Perhaps it comes down to this. I am writing to you because you are far away from me and know nothing. There are people so thin, she wrote. They are sometimes blown away. The winds in the city are ferocious, always gusting off the river and singing in your ears, always buffeting you back and forth, always swirling papers and garbage in your path. It's not uncommon to see the thinnest people moving about in twos and threes, sometimes whole families, bound together by ropes and chains to ballast one another against the blasts. Others give up trying to go out altogether, hugging to the doorways and alcoves, until even the fairest sky seems a threat. Better to wait quietly in their corner, they think, than to be dashed against the stones. It is also possible to become so good at